Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. I really want you to evaluate even the things that you think you want now. I want you to evaluate whether or not these are things that you actually care about, or if those are things that you think you should care about because that's what most people define as success. Okay, so the first thing is getting clarity on what it is you actually want. Do a brain dump. In the last video, I told y'all to get a piece of paper or get the Reinvent Yourself journal, highly recommend, and define what you want, what success and happiness looks like for you in multiple areas of your life, in your career, your finances, your health and fitness, beauty and grooming, your personal style, your relationships, your love life, your social life, your lifestyle itself, your career, your finances, like all of these things. Define what is your version of success in each of these areas. What would you have to achieve? What would your life have to look like in each of these areas in order for you to feel like you are successful or you've made it or this is your ideal life? You need to get clear on what that looks like. You cannot just say you want to be successful and you don't know what success looks like. Like, I used to be the type of person who had a lot of drive and ambition, but no direction. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And the majority of the things that I was chasing were things that society told me was success. That's what society defined as success, and that's what I was chasing after. And every time I would hit these goals, it never felt fulfilling. It never felt like I was doing anything, right? So that's why I had to take the time to clarify what that means to me. That's why I talk about this so much. That's why I'll keep knocking y'all upside the head with this piece of advice, because you need to know what success looks like for you specifically, not in relation to anybody else, not based on what your family or your culture defines as success. What makes you happy? Okay, so I tend to do this a lot on GoodNotes. My iPad is my best friend, like literally. I use GoodNotes and I plan my entire life in there. I have mini vision boards for every aspect of my life. And in the last video, how to plan Q4, I literally told y'all exactly how I do it. I'm not going to go too much in depth on that. If you want to learn how to actually plan Q4 and do that whole process, make sure you watch the last video. I will link it in the cards, in the description, everywhere. Make sure you watch that for the actual practical steps on the planning process. But the first part of the actual personal growth qualitative process on reinventing yourself is you have to know what you are working towards, okay? Now, the second thing, and this is extremely important, you need to address your limitations. Now, I'm sure you've heard people say this a lot, talk about, you know, addressing your limiting beliefs and, you know, believing yourself and, you know, what are your doubts and blah, blah, blah. Y'all know me, I'm not about to give y'all the high level nonsense. Let me tell y'all exactly what that means and how I've practically addressed my limiting beliefs, okay? So there are many ways to observe what are your limiting beliefs. So the first thing, with affirmations. Now, whether you are an affirmations person or not, I'm sure you've probably heard of the term affirmations, or you've seen affirmations on social media, you've seen people post stuff or repost things about affirmations for success, for finances, for wealth, for happy relationships, whatever, whatever. One of the things that really helped me identify a lot of my limiting beliefs are affirmations. Now, the thing about affirmations, obviously you're speaking things into existence, right? You have not manifested or realized these things in your life as yet. That's why you are saying it, so you can reprogram your mind into believing that it is true. However, I pay very close attention to how I feel on the inside when I hear or say an affirmation. For example, I had a lot of work to do regarding my money mindset because I'm very bougie and I always knew that I was meant to live a life of luxury and convenience, even though my bank account never reflected that, okay? I know deep down in my soul that poverty is not my portion, okay? It's just not. I knew it before I even knew what it properly looked like. I just always felt out of place, you know, if I'm not in a bougie environment, right? That's me. That may not be you. Worry about yourself, okay? Think of your own example. But me personally, I know I'm bougie. I know I like convenience. I know I like luxury, etc., etc. However, I did not come from luxury. So in the process of trying to manifest, you know, better finances, I had to work on my money mindset. So when I would come across these things about affirmations for wealth and blah, 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 I would hear them and it did not seem realistic to me, which you might be thinking it doesn't make sense, right? If I'm so bougie, why is this hard for me to believe? Well, because I told you I didn't come from that, so I didn't regularly observe that growing up, like firsthand. So, and that's the thing, for a lot of people, you don't even have to come from like poverty. You don't even have to like ever experience being dirt poor. There are a lot of things a lot of us heard growing up, like money doesn't grow on trees, money is the root of all evil, etc., etc. You know, like all of those extra things. So all of these things get embedded into your subconscious mind. And now you think that in order for people to be very rich and successful, they have to be greedy, right? They have to be evil because only greedy and evil people have a lot of money. Plus, you've probably heard things like the term an honest living. Like when people talk about people who may work like lower income jobs, they define it as earning an honest living. Well, that implies that if you work a job where you make a lot of money, then it's dishonest living, right? Like it's not as respectable as if you work a hardworking, low-income job. I say all that to say there are so many things, there are so many phrases and sayings that we've heard growing up that subconsciously make us believe that having a lot of money is bad, it's evil. People who have a lot of money don't have the best intentions, right? They're evil people, they're bad people. And the thing about that is if you believe these things, which most of us believed or still believe, right? Because we heard it so much growing up. If you believe these things, well, here's the thing. You don't want to be a bad person, right? You don't want to be a bad person, right? Like nobody wakes up and say, let me be a bad person today. You don't want to be a bad person and nobody really wants to be judged or seen as a bad person by other people. So if you associate this thing with being bad, but you say you want it, you're going to repel it because you don't believe good people have it and you don't want to be a bad person. You see what I'm saying? So it's not even like people really underestimate the power of their words. That's why I make a conscious effort to not say things that align with or that don't align with the type of life that I'm trying to create for myself. So I don't necessarily, I'm not saying like people who have, you know, these so-called decent jobs are bad or anything. I'm just saying, be mindful of how you phrase it. Be mindful of your vocabulary and how you demonize certain things and you position certain things as respectful, especially when it doesn't benefit you or align with the type of life that you want to create. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.